Hello, everybody. Welcome to Creating Cash Flow for August 18th, 2024. Get my little clock set up. Oh, awesome. Sorry about that. Hello, Evan. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Evan is a cash flow tiger. In addition to his performing career, he does freelance technical writing with a focus on engineering applications. And this is a continuation of our talk last week with a victory of your client agreed to renew the contract that you have for another year, $80 an hour, up from $75 an hour, with a maximum of 40 hours a week. Up from 20 hours a week. So, because you asked for a price increase to 85, you were able to get 80, but plus more hours. So, more money.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. And do you think that if you hadn't requested the $85 an hour, do you think they would have just come back and said, hey, do you want to do like another year for the same rate? Blah, blah, blah.
I don't think they would have come back to me. I think they may have just not that they didn't want to renew, but more so that they just forgot that they that the
Needed to.
contract was ending. So if I didn't say anything, they may have just assumed that it just kept going. So.
Oh, so good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, so next question. You purchased a product from a vendor. It's a custom voiceover career, I mean, client management server, like template,
Yes,
CRM
customer relationship management software.
template. And you feel that it could benefit from having some technical documentation attached to it that kind of explains how it works and these are the features and how it should be used. Because currently there's no operating instructions. It's just like, here's a template. They have a few tutorial videos, but they're not comprehensive. And so you're like, they need technical writing. I do technical writing. You see value in him having that to offer along with the template. So the question is, any thoughts on if or how to approach the venue with your services as a technical writer? First of all, love how your brain is thinking. Love that it's seeing opportunities and like, I mean, what harm could come from, again, asking? No harm from asking. And you might just get what you want. Okay. So this is a person that doesn't know you, right?
Right, we've had email back and forth, but in terms of a long, like professional or personal relationship, that there's none of that history.
The email back and forth is basically like you bought his product and.
Yeah, I've asked questions. We had one Zoom consult to talk about it before I purchased. So, but that's about it. Just I haven't talked to him on the phone or via voice or video since that call. Other than that, it's just been email back and forth about the product, pricing, stuff like that. So logistics stuff.
Okay. But at this point, it's probably safe to say that he knows you're not crazy. Like he knows you're not a psycho. His defenses are lowered. He thinks you're a decent guy. If you came to him with this proposition, he's not gonna be like, who the heck are you? Why are you
Right.
approaching me? Yeah.
That's safe to say, yes.
So he's what we would call like a warm contact.
Okay.
He might not be open to this idea, but he'd be open to you su making this suggestion. That's where he's at. As opposed to somebody that you just bought the template offline, have never had any communication with, and he doesn't know you at all.
Right.
And then how do you connect? Versus someone who you've worked with really closely before, they're hot, they like you. If it was, so I want to talk because I'm asking that and positioning where your relationship is with this person currently, because I want to address all three of those scenarios. If
Okay.
it's with a hot person, a warm person, or a cold person, relationship-wise, how do you make this approach? So if it was someone who is what I call like a hot contact, They know you, they like you. You could easily just send an email and be like, hey, I had this thought. What do you think? That would be fine because they already know you and like you. In this scenario, when they're warm, they know you're a good person. They know you're not crazy. You want to approach them with the suggestion, but I also think it would be useful for you to show them an example of what you're thinking of,
Okay.
so that they can see the credibility of your work. And you want to just give them, like, when you go to an ice cream store and they just give you that little pink taster, or Baskin Robbins gives you that little pink taster spoon of ice cream, just a little taste. So, is there something in the realm of what you, if they hired you, what you would create for them that you could show them? Like, for example, there's a feature of this template, and then you could write just for that one piece of it. Here's an example of my writing to add to the, not that would really help the person purchasing this.
Yeah, I don't have something written already,
Oh, no,
ready
I'm
to
thinking
go.
of something you'd write.
Right, okay. Then yes, I can do that because it's sort of because part of this came from the mindset of I need to organize, as I'm reverse engineering this, I need a way to organize my thoughts. And so I turned to Microsoft Word where that's where I can write it up. And I found myself, wait, I'm essentially writing a manual for myself. So I can take a piece of it and draft it up in a way that I could see it being used as like the supplementary instruction manual that would come with the template.
Right. So when you're making a pitch for something that the person is not even expecting, which is different than making a pitch when someone's giving you all the parameters. Evan, I have this thing. Can you, like, make a pitch for how you would do it? He's not even thinking he needs this. So what you want to do is you want to do all of the thinking for him. So these are the elements. You want to say, I love your product. The videos that are available for it are great, except that as I've been working through it and organizing, my approach to it, I think that other people would really benefit. Like, you really want to talk about the value of having a detailed how to use it sort of thing. For example, this feature. Here's the type of thing. I happen to be a technical writer. This is what I do for a living, or a side business. And here's what I would create for this feature. I think it's helpful in this way, because some people learn better when they have written instructions that they can refer back to rather than a whole video. Not everybody can organize their. So you want to explain to them, like, why it would benefit them and their clients to have this type of thing in writing. This would be better. This would help. You only need like three reasons.
Okay.
And then you want to say, I could create this for you, and it would contain this. I would cover these 17. I have identified 17 areas or 17 features that could use extra explanation. It would be in a PDF document like this, and maybe even if you offered a full technical manual or whatever you would call it for this, you could probably bump up the price a little bit. Just because you'd be offering this thing.
That he could bump up his price.
Yeah, he could bump up his price because he'd be, this would come with it, a full detailed explanation on how to use all the, and perhaps it would also benefit him because it would reduce any, service that he'd have to provide, customer service, answering questions, helping people through problems, any of that. If he's spending any time and money in that area, this would probably reduce those expenditures of time and money. So you want to kind of map out all of that so that they don't have to think they can see it, an example of it. You're listing, oh, right, this would help me in this way and this way. Okay, yeah. And yeah, I could even bump up my price. Okay, great. And then you say, this is something I could deliver. And you could quote, if you kind of have an idea of like how much you'd do it for, you say, if this is something you would like someone like me, professional technical writer to write up, I could do this for you for this much money. Let me know if that fits your budget. And of course, you make it a little higher so that if he comes back and goes, oh, well, I don't know if somebody does it. Yeah. The mistake that people make is that they sort of pitch just the idea of this with no sample. And they're hoping that the person's just gonna see the value of it. And I'm saying they won't, or they don't have enough time in the day to see the value. So you have to paint the full picture for them. Why this will help their customers, why this will help them, all that stuff. And then you pitch. And I think, I mean, me personally, just one person's opinion, but I kind of like someone to give me a ballpark figure of what we're talking about money-wise, so that if it's so far out of my budget, I can just be like, no, versus, oh, I have to now engage with him to like figure out the price, like, because there's a number below which you wouldn't want to do this, so you know that, and then you quote a little higher, and then maybe they'll negotiate in the middle. What you don't want to say is I've already written this for myself. You don't say that's how you figured this out, that this might be, no. Because then the person's like, well, okay, well, let me give you like $50 and just give me that PDF you already wrote. Now, that is one way to negotiate the price, a fee. I will do it for this much fee. Another way to do it, though, is you can do something where it's like, you'd pay me this much money up front and then give me a dollar for every sale. If that's, you have to know you trust that person to do that. Or it could be all commission based where you get a little, he can just pay it over time and give you a percentage of everyone he sells. But that takes trust. So in this case, it might just be great for the first deal you do with him. You give me money, I give you the thing. But just like we talk about in the cash flow course about you have to sell him on how he is going to benefit from giving you this money. He's going to save time and customer service. He can bump up his price because now the product is a little heftier and better for the end user. Like you really want to paint all of that. And then just say, happy to do it for this much. Let me know if that's in your budget. Of course, I can, answer any questions, but I really just think that this would be a great addition to what is already a really great product. Yeah. How does that sound to you? And do you have any like questions?
Yeah, this all sounds good. I like it, and gears are turning on what next, how to put it, starting to put it together. Would you say that the pitch itself should be all of this in an email, or should I say, I have something I'd like to pitch to you. Do you have a moment to talk on the phone, or just all written up and sent?
What are you most comfortable with? Would you rather talk to the person on the phone, or would you rather send an email?
I lean toward sending an email.
Yeah. So I lean toward whatever you're most comfortable with, but I would also advocate for the email just because you want to just include the sample.
Okay.
Now, the way you write the email, because this email has quite a bit of information,
Right.
is you write a small email. Hey, have an idea for you. I've outlined it below. I've attached a sample of what I'm thinking about to this email. Let me know your thoughts. That's all the email, then your signature. And then down below, you do the pitch.
Okay.
Da-da-da. I was working on this thing, and then I realized that this would help me, and blah, blah. Here's an attached sample. This is how all everything we just said.
Okay. Gotcha.
So that the reason I like to write emails like that is so that it looks like a small email when they open it, and then they'll read it. But if they get the full 8-paragraph email, it's like, oh God, later, and then they never get to it.
Right.
Boop, down below, and then you can go for as long as you want down below.
Yeah, okay, because I've already primed them for what to expect at the top.
Right. So then the question is, what's the subject line? Because the subject line is to get them to open the email. The short little email at the top is to get them to read everything you want them to read at the bottom.
Okay.
And you don't actually have to attach, you can if you want to attach the sample technical writing in a PDF. But if it's a short paragraph, you can just put it right in the body of the email.
Right. Okay.
So, how do you think, just from the little back and forth that you've had with this person and their business, what is a subject line do you think that would get them to, like, oh, open the email from you?
That's a good question. I'm thinking. Part of me is thinking just replying to the email chain that we already have, that's instead of a new
Okay.
one, because the email chain that we have is at 50 back and forths long already. So I know that that's a kind of a reliable way to do it.
Love that.
Okay.
Definitely do that in your situation.
Okay.
In someone else's who didn't have a prior necessarily long email chain, or that, or there was a break between the last set of emails you sent, it would be something probably like, have you ever thought about this for the template or whatever the product name? Because it's a question. And then they're like, well, what? Have I thought about what? There's an open
Okay.
curiosity loop that makes them, as a human being, open that email.
Okay, so
That's
not even
why.
substitute this with the thing, like actually say this in the subject line to keep it vague-ish, so that way the content is in the email.
Yes. Have you ever
Okay.
thought about this for, your doghouse? If it was somebody selling doghouses, have you ever thought about this for your, whatever the name, whatever the name of the product would be?
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So that's, but yeah, just do your email chain.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. I can't wait to hear how it comes with this.
Yes, I will keep you posted. Thank you, Christine.
Great. Oh. And if he says, yeah, no, that's just something I really don't have space for, or whatever, money for, budget for, whatever, then go send him another email and go, okay, totally understand. That's great. Can you just let me know, just like, person to person for my future? Is it only, I'm not selling you anymore. Like, you make it clear that this is just, you're asking just a question. Because I'd want to know, like, is it only budget, or does he think that this, I want to know his objections to saying the no, so that if you ever get this opportunity or make this opportunity for yourself again, we can address those concerns. Like, does he think, because it's not just money. It's, I think if he says no, it's more like, I don't actually think this is going to help my sales or help my customer service. Like, I want to know how he looked at your offer. So if you feel like whatever comes back to you from the pitch, if you feel comfortable, doing that extra inquiry, if he says no, that might give you some interesting information.
Okay.
Just a thought, though. That's optional.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds
Oh,
good.
great, Evan.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations. Who's next? We're here to help you make money. Money. With my fake Zoom background. Hi, Cricket.
I mean,
Cricket.
you're singing a song. I had to come on.
Well, to stop me, that's why I started to sing. So somebody would probably be moved to stop. Cricket, did you see the post? Somebody posted in the Abundance Bound Financial Empowerment Group online, what do you call it, our platform, saying, I know somebody in here is a consultant for the film.
Oh, I did not see this.
Yeah.
Is this in the Mighty Network thing that I never go to?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So I will okay, I'll make sure I have it in my inbox, and I just wanted to ask if you, I've been meaning to send it to you, but yeah.
Okay. Thank
I'm
you.
wondering if you go in and even search the word film consultant, if that post would come up, but it was fairly recent, so you could just go back through the open forum.
I knew there was a really good way, reason for me to come today, and
Lee.
that was
Okay.
it. I wanted to ask about a situation that came up yesterday out of the blue. And for y'all who I may not know, my name is Cricket, and I am a cash flow tiger, and I do film festival strategy consultation. And oh wait, can I say a big win? I reposted a webinar I did for the school I work for this week because the Sundance Film Festival deadlines are happening, and every indie filmmaker on the planet submits their short film. I swear that is a true statement. And I just reposted it because I have some unusual practices and a philosophy. And a Sundance programmer reposted it and said, "This conversation most aligns with my feelings about Sundance." And I was just like, I was stunned and thrilled because I have met her once or twice, but we are not friends. And so she had clearly listened to enough of it that she was reposting it. So I think I'm going to write her and ask her if I can use that quote in my materials.
Absolutely. That saves me a trip to your house with like a prod to get you to do it. Ask to do that. And why not also just plant the seed of like, if there's any forum that you're ever working in, who would, if you'd like me to ever talk more on this or whatever, just
Let me know. Okay, that's
just plant
perfect.
that seed.
That's perfect. I think it's been a big week because I've been at Holly Shorts Film Festival all week and going to work and writing copy for panels for the festival I work for in October. And so I feel like I have not really considered how big of a week it has been. So that's really good advice.
And just another victory on that is just the affirmation. But
Yes.
yeah, you know what you're talking about, because that person is at the highest level of the film circuit thing, and like that's just like she, you know your stuff.
And the philosophy that I have is one that filmmakers don't want to practice because it's harder,
Yeah.
and but the rewards can be much more profound. So thank you. Yes, it was a lot of it was I nearly fell over when I saw that. I was very excited. So thank
Yeah.
you. But yesterday I had a meeting with a group that I thought it was just going to be a quick 30-minute conversation, and about which package they wanted to purchase. And it turned out that the situation is significantly more complicated than what I had time for. I only had time for a 30-minute call with them. And we had a lovely conversation. They definitely, I said, I'll write you an email explaining a little bit more about what I can do. But basically, it's a nonprofit that's working with kids in the foster care system to make films. And it seems like a really interesting project. And they range in age from high school to young adults. And the head of the organization kept saying, whatever you charge us, remember we're at a nonprofit. And we have been told that this could be an Oscar qualifying film, or Oscar, Oscar nominated film, which as soon as I hear that, I feel like terror in my heart because I know that they're going to probably aim for that rather than make wise choices for what the film is. And if anyone's listening, if your film ever gets Oscar qualified, you better have $10,000 to $50,000 for a publicist. No lie. It is
Yeah,
not
oh,
for
no lie.
the faint of heart. So anyway, there are these beautiful foster children on this Zoom with us, and all I want to do is say, let me do 10 billion things for you for free. And they came highly recommended by my best friend and her husband, who do have foster children. And so there's a lot here that I really want to like take care of and help them with. And I have no bandwidth, just none, none, none. And until late October, until November, I have no room for anything that isn't sort of cut and dry. This is how I can do this is something that I already know what it is, and this is how we do it. So I was thinking yesterday I should offer to do a series of classes for them and the kids involved. So it's a learning experience, it's an educational experience, it's not just a consultation. And then this morning I thought, I can't do that. That takes so much planning, that takes so much time, that takes so much bandwidth. And then I thought this morning, why don't I just offer the package that I can do right now and say, if this goes well, I would suggest that we consider in the future me doing a sort of a classroom situation for the group of kids who are working on this. And so basically make it clear, like, I'm really interested in helping, but and I have a bigger idea than what we have. And I also think that if by some miracle the film did get Oscar qualified, I feel pretty confident we could find a publicist who would volunteer their services. I do. Like, I think that would happen. So anyway, can you please tell me not to offer to do everything for
Yes, hold
them?
on one second.
Okay. Something is happening at Christine's. Evan, thank you for the note about the Mighty Network.
Okay, sorry about that. Something weird with the neighbors. Oh, I'm here to talk you down off that ledge.
Thank you.
So if they bought the consultation package, then what would it be? Remind me, they get this for how much money?
Well, the one that I have been doing now, I had to put a pause on the bigger one where I do the where I figure out all the fall festivals and do all the research, and I'm doing what I call the indie filmmaker package, which is $500 and two meetings, and I watch the film and we develop a strategy together in the first meeting, and then I send them off with various resources to do their research, and then they come back. And we go through the list and just set them up for really submitting to festivals that I think will achieve their goals. But I think it really works for independent filmmakers who are like, okay, I think I can afford $500. I swear, spending $500 on me saves you $1,500 on poor submissions. And so that's what I feel like I can do. And one of the kids in the group who was on the call is clearly very savvy and has a lot of research skills. And I think he could do it. And so that's what I feel like I could offer them, just that standard package, which is two 90-minute meetings and maybe an hour and a half or so of work with the film, watching the film and strategizing and everything. It's a little bit more than that. Let's say it's 12 hours total, 10 to 12 hours. And
10 to 12 hours for $500.
yeah, it's less. Well, hold on. What's my
What?
three? It's more like 6 to 7.
Thank God. Okay.
Okay.
Six to, are you sure it's 6 to 7 hours?
Well, it's two meetings for 3 hours.
Right. So
And
that's.
then, yeah, so two 90-minute meetings is 3 hours. And then I watch the short film. And I'd say that there's an adjustable rate based on the length of the film. If someone, and this film's 15 minutes, so it's within my first length.
Okay, good.
And then that's probably like 2 hours of watching the film, reflecting, strategizing on my own, creating a spreadsheet for them. And so now we're up to what, 5 hours? And then another hour or two just dealing with administrative things.
I'm doing math. Okay. This package, the $500 package, only works if you never, never, never go over 7 hours. Never.
Right.
That's your job.
Right.
And the way to give yourself a raise is do it in 6 hours.
Okay.
Okay. You want more money? Do it in
Yes.
6 hours. But it
Yes.
should never go over 7 hours.
Okay.
Because then you're barely really making any money
Right.
taxes. So this is a, I think what you said is great. Let's do this, see how it goes.
Okay.
And I know that the nonprofit is like, we're a nonprofit. But that's, you can't offer them a discount from that price. You have not priced your services in a way to offer a discount from that $500 if you're
Okay.
spending 6 to 7 hours. That's the price. So what you come back to with them is like, here's what I can do. You know, it's not like you have a big website with all this posted. So you can just say, here's what I can do. We'll do this.
Right.
We'll do this. I'll do this. This is what I deliver to you. It's this much money. And you're going to get, and you can phrase this however you want, but you're going to get insider information that is not readily available out there or would take you hours of scouring the internet and you'd have to know exactly what you're
Yes.
looking for.
Yes.
It's delivering it to you on a plate
Yes.
in person, educating these kids. So it's like, if that would be useful to you, this is what we can do. So you're really pushing the ball back on their plate, and they have to decide, is that useful? And can we find the $500? Because if they think
Right.
it's useful, they will find the money.
Right.
And You could also, if they're like, well, ba-ba-ba, they come back and they see if you can do it for $450. Like, if they do that, that's when you pull out this look. You said to me that you think this film has the possibility of going all the way. That, even with pro bono favors that are called in, and certainly I can help you with some of those. Should you engage with my services, getting there is going to cost you money. The first of several expenses that will have to be covered for this. And this is the least of those expenses. But without this, you're probably not going to get the money, your money's worth out of any other expense. That's really your positioning. If you don't want to have this expense, if you forego this expense, you're likely to not get your money's worth out of the other things you're going to pay for in the life of the film. You have to shift their perspective on this because all they're thinking now is like, oh my God, this could be, a Oscar thing. It's like, okay. And here's the thing. It sounds like they have some ambition. They're not just like doing their nonprofit and serving the things, and they have ambition around this. They would love a project that got the spotlight shown on their nonprofit. By the way, that's also what would happen if it gets in film festivals.
That and they're very aware of that.
Yes,
They're very
that's what I
aware of that.
sense. Like they know the ambition of this. And so if they have that ambition, they're going to have to build the muscle of fundraising. And it's Hollywood. Someone can give them $500. You think in Hollywood involved in the film industry, if they can't rustle the bushes for $500, they should stop their nonprofit. Honestly, or stop helping their kids make films. So that's where you have to stay centered in what you're bringing to the table.
Well, and I think that's a really good point because I don't want to be in a situation where I'm in some sort of long-term business relationship with them
Oh.
if I'm not getting paid
Correct.
appropriately.
Correct.
And so I also have a package of my consultation rate is $150 an hour or I think it's 400 for 3 hours is the deal, which is a what 50% $50 discount. And so I think what I'll say is, why don't we do the $500 package, and then later you may want to go ahead and purchase this consultation package, a consultation of an hour or a consultation package.
Yes. Here's the other thing about nonprofits. Yeah, they're set up to not make a profit. I get it. But so many of them, instead of getting better, and I know it's hard to raise money, I'm not saying it's easy, but instead of getting better at raising money, they just ask everyone to work for nothing. And there is a time and a place for someone to go, you know what? I'm going to give you this for free. I'm going to do this for you for free. But we have to, as service providers, give from our light, not from our oil. So if you have clients out the wazoo and you're fine with money, that's the time in your life where you can give. When you have enough paying clients, you can do some pro bono stuff
Well, and
or
that's
work at a
why
lower rate.
I agree with you. And that's exactly what I was the way that I was thinking about this, that I do think that we could, if the film got Oscar qualified, that we would be able to find somebody who's in that situation, a publicist who is in that situation, who could take the film from there. But I'm not in that situation.
Correct. Correct.
I need money.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
And you know why the publicist would do it for free?
Prestige.
Right. Because they have the money and the clients, but what
Yep.
they want is the prestige.
Yep.
And we're having this conversation for everybody listening, is you always want to be thinking of what does the person want? Like when you're making offers and stuff. So they've come to you and you're not positioned. You don't need prestige. You know what you need right now? Money, if you're going to do this work.
Right.
Because you have a job that pays your rent. Like, great. You're fed and housed. You have a job. And you
Yeah.
have a novel you're writing that you're doing for no money over here that feeds your creative soul. So
Yep.
someone over here in your side business doesn't want to pay you. Wouldn't you just rather use those unpaid hours to write your book?
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. So it's like the
Yes.
only reason you show up for your job is because they pay you money. And the only
Right.
reason you show up for the reason your side business even exists is for money.
It's
Otherwise,
for money.
you
Yep.
could stay all day in your house and just write your book. I
That
know.
sounds really nice.
Right? I know it does. And that's what you have to keep in your mind.
Yes.
I want you to think of yourself as over here writing your book. And when someone comes along and says, "Hey, Cricket, you want to do this film stuff?" You're like, I will take my hands off this keyboard if you pay me. And
Right.
if you don't want to pay me, then I'll just keep working on my own stuff for free.
Yep.
Not your stuff for free, because you only have, as you said, as you started this, you don't have the bandwidth.
I don't have a bad one. So just to clarify, when I write her back, I'm thinking I should say for and tell me if I've got this $500 package for now. Let's get you guys set up. And then down the road, you may want to purchase a consultation or a consultation package. And I was intrigued by what you were telling Evan about proposing ideas that people don't already have in their mind. And should I just say a sentence of like, let's see how this goes, and perhaps we could explore the possibility of doing more of a classroom situation for the next films, because they're making more films. And or should I sit down and really think about what that would look like now?
I don't think you need to have spend the time or energy doing that now.
Okay.
Do this first. See if
Okay.
you even like them. See if they're
Right.
easy to work with. See if they demand like 800 extra bits and pieces, like 800 questions afterwards. Like, let's just see how this goes. See if they
So
respect your time.
let's see if this goes well, and then down the road, I come back and offer,
If
hey,
you want to,
if I want to.
yeah. And I think the way I would start that conversation, like, let's say it goes great. You love the kid. You love the nonprofit. They love you. They totally are like, oh my God, you're so worth your money. Best case scenario. So then you can say, so what else do the kids need? Like, what is the education in this realm that you would like to provide for them?
Right,
And then you
right.
hear their thought instead of trying to guess what they
Yeah.
need. Hear their thoughts, because if it comes from them, they're talking about what's valuable to them, and they're only going to pay for what's valuable. You can say, here's what you need.
Right.
Remember, people don't buy what they need, they buy what they want.
They want
So if you
exactly.
have them tell you their wants, then you can come back and go, oh, I can totally do this one part and this part and this part. And this is what it would look like if you wanted to continue working with me.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I would do it like that.
Yeah. Okay. What do the kid what else do the kids need? What else do you see would serve this community?
Yeah, on projects like these.
Okay.
Yeah. God bless you for having a big heart. that would love to jump in and just be like, I can help you and shepherd you and help all you little budding, wonderful filmmakers that I love so much. Yeah, I get it. Oh, God, I live from that place. It's so hard.
So hard.
So hard. But also, good on you for going, I will kill myself if I do that. Like, I will burn myself out trying to save everybody on this journey. So, the thing that you keep repeating to yourself is, first of all, nobody needs you. All going to have their lives and their wonderful adventures, whether or not they ever know you exist. Nobody needs you. Everybody has their own angels. Just meaning everybody has their higher power. Everybody will be guided. They don't need your guidance. None of you here need my guide. It's great that we're here. I love to give it. But you are all fine without me. Let's operate from a place of like, we're all okay. We're just here to make things better. You being paid to be connected with this nonprofit, of course, would make it better, but they'll be fine even if it's not as great as it could be. Okay. So,
It's true.
he needs me. Everybody's got their own angels.
Nobody needs me. Everybody, I'm writing it on a post-it.
Yes, I think I would highly recommend. And then the third thing is my right people are the people who can meet my prices. That's how you know they're your right people.
Oh, that's good.
We know you will enhance anyone's life and trajectory who works with you. We know that. But they
Thank you.
need to enhance your life. And you don't need film knowledge. You need cash. Need, meaning want. In this exchange, they're going to get great benefits, but it has to be win-win. And the way you win in this situation is being paid the rate that you've stated is necessary. And then it's perfect fit. There's no resentment because you're getting paid less. You love, you're happy to be there. They're happy to have you. You're meant to work with your right people. And not everyone is your right people. And you're not meant to go around filling a need. You're meant to go around filling a want because that's the only way you're going to get the money. But so many service providers with big giant hearts walk around going, I'm trying to fill the need. The world will just consume you.
I feel like when this recording goes up, I'm gonna have to listen to it 10 more times.
I hear you. I hear you. Good. It will be good. Yeah. I mean,
It
God.
become a mantra.
Yeah. Just soak it in. Soak it in. Oh, yeah. I mean, my life, I have a life coach, and we just happen to a very long relationship. I've been talking to her every year, right around my birthday, for over 20 years. And there were years where she was telling me just the same thing every year until I got it. Many years long, take your hands off the steering wheel, like, of life. Yeah, like, yeah, we just need to hear it until the penny drops. And it's like, oh, now I know it. Now it lives within me.
That's what it means.
Yeah. So just so you know, that's how every single person absorbs true knowledge. First we hear it out here, then it becomes an intellectual understanding. And then once it drops into us, once we've heard it enough, sometimes it happens on the first time, boom, it hits our gut. And it's part of us, and you start to operate from that place.
This explains a lot about people being resistant to information that I provide. Interesting.
That's the other thing about free. I learned this early on. I was like, okay, I've got some organizing clients. I'm going to do some stuff for free. They were the worst situation. They didn't, it was just sort of like they're getting it for free. It didn't mean anything to them. It was just like, and I the same thing with really, 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 really rich people. If they're not paying you enough to pay attention to you, they don't pay attention to you. Like they don't. value what you're giving them.
Yes.
The money is part of the glue of the whole
Right.
situation.
Right.
And so many service providers think it's just this unfortunate thing we have to discuss. It's like, no, it's the glue of this. It's the win-win. We all believe this is valuable.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Christine.
It's always such a joy to hear what's going on when you come on and like, here's the next thing. I'm like, oh, so good.
Thank
And
you.
congratulations on the Sundance affirmation. That's huge and it's fabulous.
It was very, very exciting. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
All
Who is
right.
next? What's happening with your money? Hi, Kate. The glorious Ask Kate. Kate, the Kate of Ask Kate. That's who you're asking in the Mighty Networks platform if you ever need help with it. Good to see you. Trisha.
Hi.
Hi.
I kind of feel like I'm floating right now, so I don't know that I totally have a question. I got back from Ireland on Tuesday evening. It was really magical. It was really beautiful. I think because I had space to think, like I've been really mourning my brother's loss a lot since I got back. And it feels hard to plan for the future. Just been like sort of reading cards that he wrote to me and stuff. So it feels a little tough to be in the mindset of like, okay, let's get something going. No. Yeah.
How have you been with giving yourself the space for the grief?
Oh. Thank you, Cricket. I think I never experienced a close loss before. So I don't really know. I don't know how to navigate so much. I don't, I guess it kind of comes out of nowhere and hits me, and I heard people say that before. But I just haven't experienced it firsthand. So I'll be like really fine for, a number of days, and then just this weekend's been like, oof. I've barely left the apartment. I really can't talk to anybody.
Yeah. When my sister died 2 years ago, it was the first time I had experienced a close loss, and it was the loss of the closest of the close. And it's, as you know, different for everybody, but this is definitely what is a very common experience. It comes in waves that are unscheduled, which stink. And there's so many layers to the grief. It's not just, I'm sad because they're dead. It's not that. It's regret sometimes, and sometimes it's sadness, and sometimes it's crying because a joy will arise, or something will remind you of them, or oh, this thing they would have loved, and then they're not. It's like there's so much. And then there's also the thoughts of our own mortality. It's very layered, and you never know what the wave is bringing you when it's bringing you. Oh, this is a, yeah. So, one thing I would say to this is I would like you to hold the next 2 years, or let's just say the remainder of this year and 2025. I would recommend that you hold it loosely. You will do things. You will make plans. You will celebrate things. You'll work. You just worked and had a vacation amidst the fact that your brother is no longer here. Like you did that. You will do things. But the looseness is around giving yourself space and going, the grief is going to come up. And while I might be surprised when it arrives unexpectedly in the aisle of Trader Joe's, always my favorite place, crying in public, my new hobby. You want to not, you want to be able to welcome it and be like, oh, here you are. Here you are. And not be angry at it or resistant to it or beat yourself up about it. Why am I not over? Why am I crying over that stupid thing? That's all wasted energy. But if you can hold your heart really loosely, I mean, not tight, but just loosely in your hands for at least the next 18 months. And when the grief comes, you're like, ah, yes. And also know that there are going to be hours, sometimes days, sometimes a couple days in a row, where it might bring you down. You're going to, it's a weird, I'm not, bad choice of words, but you're going to lose time to it. Like, you're not a robot. You can't just roll your schedule through it. You'll have to maneuver your schedule around it, and you won't really know when it comes. So that's holding your schedule loosely as well. It's like, okay, I'm going to do things, but it might be stops and starts. And there might be some things I have to cancel because I cannot, I'm not holding myself together on this day, or I don't feel like going out with friends. Even though last week when I made the plans, it was fine, but oh, grief showed up today. Woo-hoo. It's so weird and random. So that's the first thing I'd say, I'd recommend. The second thing is as you go through the next 18 months, if you really feel like this is disturbing you in your life, get help with that. And it doesn't have to be long term. I talked with a therapist who specializes in grief. You know, I had a couple sessions with her right after, because I knew when my sister was gonna die, so I had scheduled some sessions after. And then whenever I've had like just some, oh, like a new thing would unlock about me, I'm like, oh, something to discuss, and then I'd book a session with her. But I get help because I've never done this before. I've never had to process something like this before. And there's some really great books out there as well. And I'll send you one recommendation that I know off the top of my head. So be very gentle and hold yourself loosely. Get help when you need it. Don't try to resist it. Speak kindly to yourself. And then go about your life and make plans and allow yourself to move a little slower than usual, maybe. And the interesting thing is by giving yourself this kind of spaciousness around it, if you do that, you will likely move faster than you expect because there's space. Versus like, no, you know what? I need money and I need to get a side business thing and I've just got to go. You will probably herky jerky your way through it and use way more energy. And I was always just saying, okay, here's just the next thing I feel capable of doing. So you've just come back from an amazing work experience and what sounds like amazing personal. And then you were hit for whatever reason by this like whoo chunk. So yeah, you might still need a couple days to just unwind and process this wonderful thing that just happened. even though you're like, okay, Wednesday, gonna hop back into things. Okay, maybe not. Maybe Sunday you'll hop back. But just know that that's part of what this experience has brought into your life.
Thank you.
How does that like land? How does
Yeah, it's really helpful to hear because I've just been in my own head with all of it and not feeling like I could really bring it to anyone so much. And also, talking to my mom on the phone, it's like I'm just aware of my parents' grief and I feel so much pain for them. Trying to keep some sort of line so that I'm not taking on all of their grief and my own at the same time. It's just been difficult, yeah, so thank you for all of that. It's really helpful to hear.
You're welcome. I will send you some resources. I'll send you the name of my therapist. She also has groups because I think actually what you just said would be the thing you are likely going to need some help with of just like, oh my goodness, your grief is your grief, but the parental, oh, that's a that isn't yours to manage. And you actually can't help them with that. Very much. And maybe you'll look through resources and just be able to gently, I don't know, that generation doesn't like to get help, but you can lead by example. At least offer them some knowledge. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing this up with such candor, because I think it speaks to the fact that life we'll always be throwing curveballs into our plans. And sometimes it's a curveball or a blindside, or sometimes it just crashes in, and sometimes it slowly just creeps in, and all of a sudden we're like, whoa, this is so. So the plans that we make and the strategies that we're here to create, I like to do them with respect in tandem with the universe. It's like, okay, well, here's my ideas. Here's my plan. But like, I honor the fact that I have no idea what the future holds. And by future, I mean tomorrow or 10 years from now. I don't know. But while I'm here in this hour, we'll make some plans and we'll hold them loosely. Yeah. And what's important, and what's important about groups like this is that, especially during those times of our life when we're handling other things that take a lot of our energy, we want to be sure that in these other areas of our life, we're doing things that are like the next best thing instead of just over here and over here and some of this and just throw, then you're just out of energy and still on a plateau. I'd rather you do one thing a week for your business and have it be, ooh, something that moves the needle than 10 things for your business or four things for your business that are just sort of like, ugh, who knows? Yeah. So it's quality, not quantity, always, but especially. Your every molecule of your body has been rearranged. And you will, it is a before and after. And so you are like, okay, what is my, well, what does it mean to move through this world without this person in it? I have to rearrange things. And you're in that space. And the worst thing you could do is try to scoot fast over that space. Like, no, it'll catch up with you. Might as well take it as it comes now. And you are always welcome to come here as is and be like, I don't know what's the next best thing. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. Thank you. Yeah. Who else? Oh my God. Regina Melzer is on this call. OG podcast, Abundance Bound podcast guest of her amazing journey. And that's a fabulous picture. And you don't have to talk. I'm not calling you out. I'm just like celebrating the fact that I just saw your picture and your sunglasses are amazing. Okay, moving on. Who wants to talk? Unless everyone feels complete. Ten more seconds, and I will start singing. And I know some of you are like, huh, I can hold off for 10 seconds to see what that would be all about. You don't want it. You don't want it. I know the full score to Evita, and my husband will attest that he has heard the full score to Evita a cappella too many times to count. Was my particular brand of torture for him. Do we feel complete today? Or does anybody have any burning questions? Good. Okay. Go forth. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. And we'll be here some point in the future, which I think
September.
September 8th, because September 1st is Labor Day weekend. So we're actually like skipping 2 weeks and then. We'll be back on the 8th of September. Okay, lovelies. Good to see your faces.
Thanks, everybody. You can unmute and say bye if you
Thank
want.
you.
Bye. Thank
Bye.
you.
You're very
Take
welcome.
care, everyone.
Take
Bye.
care.